Soku isika tisenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola mgela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 13 2023 ngutabo kanqube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
The USS Gerald R. Ford Carrier Strike Group is now in the region, led by the largest aircraft carrier in the world. We've augmented U.S. fighter aircraft squadrons in the Middle East, and the U.S. Department of Defense stands fully ready to deploy additional assets if necessary. So make no mistake.
Imelika iti izinikele ukusekela Israel ngakho konke okudingakalayo ngalesi sikhathi ilisana lebutho le Hamas.
So namhla uqalisile ye criminal in Saudi uqalisile isithethi siyabiza ama witnesses zawo angu 2 sokusele witness eli 1 umuntu aka complainant so i matter i postponed to the 17th of November.
Ukuthonisiswa kwamalunga ayisithupha awe CCC agoqela amalunga edalela parliament amabili kanye lama council amabili kudluliselwe phambili. Umbukiso wezokwethekelela owehlanganisa nganayi World Tourism Expo 2023 ungene kulanga lesibili namhlanje eZimbabwe International Trade Fair ngobulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Imelika iti izinikele ukusekela Israel ngakho konke ekudingayo ngalesi sikhathi ilisana lebutho le Hamas elihlasele ngomgqibelo edluleyo. Umphathintambo wezomvikela eMelika umnumzana Lloyd Austin ukhuluma ngosekelo abaluphayo ese-Israel.
The USS Gerald R. Ford Carrier Strike Group is now in the region, led by the largest aircraft carrier in the world. We've augmented U.S. fighter aircraft.
Ibutho lethu elesikebhe zempi ezinkulu selifikile kulindawo likhokhelwa isikebhe esikhulu kwedlula zonke zisemazwe nomhlaba. Njalo ibutho leMelika lilungiselele ukuthumela laloba iziphi izikhali nxa kungaba le ndingeko. Ngakho iMelika izabona ukuthi Israel izathola konke kudingayo ukuzivikela ngoba Israel lelungelo lokuvikela izalwane zalo. Lesi isikhathi sokuthi kube lokuvikeleka hatshi ukuthithibala. Sizaqhubekela phambili sikhuluma labangani bethu abakulindawo. Njalo sibona ukuthi konke abakudingayo kuyafika e-Israel.
Rapidly flowing into Israel. That includes munitions and air defense capabilities and other equipment and resources.
Lo ube ngumphathintambo wezomvikela eMelika umnumzana Lloyd Austin ekhuluma ese-Israel. Abokholo lwesi-Islam eZimbabwe bona bathi kumele kube lokuthula ukuze kuvikelwe uZulu ongelacala. I-Studio 7 ikhulumele lomkhokheli webandlaleli elobhengula kobulawayo uSheikh Bilal Gwenzi owenhlanganiso ye-Supreme Council of Islamic Affairs in Zimbabwe.
Ngalo impilo eyenzakalayo ngeyokungcindezela, so yo umbono silawo njengamakholwa.
Ye, lapha libona ukuthi kuyini okungaphathisi ukuthi kulungisiswe lolu daba?
Ukuthi daba lulungisiswe, amaPalestina kumele bebisele ilizwe lawo.
I-Israel siphindisela ithi yona iHamas lePalestine akube kusehlukaniswa kusazi ukuthi ibutho abalihlaselayo ngeleHamas aso lePalestine likubona njani lo?
Ngoba nje bana kulobungcindezeli lapha into ekhona ngokuthi hey sina sikhalela ukugcina kwempilo zabantu abantu abalahlekelwa zimpilo ngoba abantu aba-innocent yowasebenzisa. So inkuthazo ekhona kuphela ngeyokuthi hhayi impilo engiyokungcindezeli sibili ngoba umuntu owabizwa ukuzohlala endlini yesekhethi indlu yomikazi. Into ekhona ngokuthi aluba kube lokuthula ikhosi yokukhulekela ukuthi kube lokuthula.
Lo ngumkhokheli webandla lesi Islam elobhengula kobulawayo uSheikh Bilal Gwenzi owenhlanganiso yeSupreme Council of Islamic Affairs in Zimbabwe obekhuluma leStudio 7 ekobulawayo. AmaJuda eZimbabwe wona akhuthaza ukuthi kungaliwa kukhulunyiswane. unobhala obona ukudlelana lamanye amazwe kunhlanganiso ye-Lemba Cultural Association, umnumzana Takaba Fira Joe, uxoxa le Studio 7 ngalolu daba.
Dambudiko guru ririko ndole kuti ipihondo yakabva kare kwapune vagari vechijudha vaigara muIsrael.
Udubo olukhulu olukhona ngolokuthi yimpi eyaqala kudala kwakulabantu besijuda ababehlala e-Israel, kodwa udubo olukhulu ngolokuthi kwaba le nguquko ngomnyaka ka-1947. Abaningi asebezibona bengabanikazi balindawo njalo bengamakhola esijuda ayisibo banikazi bayo. Ngakho-ke kufanele abantu babonisane ukuze abanikazi bendawo abesijuda bavunyelwe behlale endaweni yabo. Thina sikhatshana ngoba sabuya sazohlala e-Afrika, kodwa singamajuda ansundu esikukhuthazayo ukuthi abantu bakhulumisane kube lokuthula.
Isu tiri kure wongu tingabe ntine origin yakafanana ne majuda eku Israel. Asi takazoma idireta tika setla mu Afrika ndi kirima black Jews. Isu nongo hopa kuti wano wange wachitaurira nokuti hondo dzese hadziperi nekuti.
Lo ngumkhokheli webandla lesi Islam elobengula obekhuluma ngokudlelana le ngodaba lolu engumkhokheli umnumzana Sheikh Bilal Gwenzi wenhlanganiso ye Supreme Council of Islamic Affairs in Zimbabwe. Unobhala obona ngokudlelana namanye amazwe kwinhlanganiso ye Lemba Cultural Association umnumzana Takaba Fira Joe uxoxele Studio 7. Abokholo lesiKristu bona bathi kufanele kukhulekelwe abantu ababhekane lodubo lolu. Umfundisi Lizwe Moyo owebandla le-Baptist khonapha eKansas eMelika ukhuluma le-Studio 7 ngalolu daba.
Izimpi ziyahlupha kufana lasemakhaya ethu. Impi bwele makhaya asekubizi njengokuthi yimpi, kodwa ke ukwehlukana kwemibono even emulini kuya ngokuthi wena okwenzayo ubone ngani umalume uyasekela kumbe umama uzasekela kumbe ubafuncane ku-involve abanye abantu abaningi outside of linalo babili elichiyanayo embonweni lowo. Engiya kukho nanko impi ekhona phakathi kwe-Israel lase-Palestine. Ayisiyompi ye-Israel le-Palestine. Yimpi egoqela umhlaba wonke ngendlela ezishiyeneyo. Amazwe wonke omhlaba alesabelo. Singabe kuyisabelo esi-expressed or not expressed. Kodwa-ke kule opinion ekhona. This is an opportunity especially for Christians ukuthi benze umehluko in their own way wherever they are.
Lo ube ngumfundisi Lizwe Moyo owebandla le-Baptist ekhuluma le-Studio 7 eseMelika. Siphinde saxoxa njalo lenzalwa yeZimbabwe eseTel Aviv e-Israel uVivian Nomalanga Bebe ngalolu daba.
Isimo asisisanga ngendlela okwenzeke ngakhona ngoba manje kukhanya ngokuthi abaqhuma abantwana intamo like abantwana bangafika 40 kanje, kodwa angikawabona ama-video akhona. So nje isimo sakhona nje lokhu nje kusukela ngesakadeyi ayi umoya yethu phansi nje, wonke umuntu nje phela uthole ukuthi khona into eyenzakileyo nje, kukhona igazi elichithekileyo nje kumina.
So lapha liphila njani? Ukudla kusakhona, liyakwanisa ukuyathenga ukudla na?
Siyakwanisa ukuyathenga ukudla. Hayi khona like kukhona izitolo ezivaliweyo eziningi lezi ezempahla lamamolu landa nofenitha, but okokudla ayavula ama-supermarket noma kuvula ambalwa la amakhulu.
Ye ukusebenza-ke kuyasetshenza yini?
Hayi ukusebenza yonke into ngathi like abasebenza abantu ngoba abanye bensizwa akade besebenza 8 hours besithi manje basebenza 2 hours. Yilokho nje okokuthi ngeke kuvele kuvalwe ngqi yonke into, but I think imbangela yakho kakhulu ukuthi abantu bala abaningi yilaba angazi ukuthi ngesintu ngakubeka ngokuthina ama-reservists. So makunje vele abantu abaningi emsebenzini babe bevalile ngale umuntu wakhona. So
Manje ngokwenzakalayo konke lokho alesabi na.
Hayi, mangamabi ngaphandle mabetshaya wona ama-rockets lawo but eqinisweni ukuphepha siphephile bayakwazi ukubavikela abantu babo laba bantu.
Awuzange ngicabanga ukuthi ubuyele ekhaya.
Hayi, hayi okwekhaya hayi ngoba ngiboni ngathi ngiphephile ukudlula ekhaya mangila noma kuliwa. Mangabe sokuthiwa sokunzima kulama bomb shelters. Kodwa for now isimo sakhona I think besingakafike kuthini especially thina ngapha because mina ngisethela zini isimo besisibi ngale e-South Australia ukuthi ashoko mina isimo vele la okuhlala khona izinto ngenkingini ngokuzalele kona i-Israel uyakhonisa abantu izithabe ukuze ukuthi alright, sibone something, but it's only to me numbers of ones.
Uhulumende yena oweZimbabwe uke wazama ukuthi axhume abantu beZimbabwe yini khona ngapha.
Ngokubona iningi nje engiyithunyelwe lami ngomunye umzala wami, but thina asina embassy la, so vele angiboni ukuthi uma bengasaxhumana nathi bayaxhumana nathi njani ngoba asina embassy.
Lo ube ngunkosikazi Vivian Nomalanga Bhebhe inzalo yeZimbabwe eseTel Aviv eIsrael exoxa leStudio 7. Ukuthonisiswa kwamalunga ayisithupha awe-CCC agoqela amalunga edalela ePhalamende amabili kanye lamakhansila amabili kudluliselwe phambili namuhla ngoba umthethwandaba ubungakabi lobufakazi obaneleyo njalo omunye umfakazi ubeloba imihloliso. Abasola bamise umthethwandaba kamantshi kwesithathu e-Western Commonwealth kobulawayo besethe samacala okuphazamisa ukuthula kanye lokwephula imithetho ephathelane lokhetho olusanda kwedlula. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba.
Umthethwandaba wawuphe ophenya icala umnumzana Tinashe Chapel ithuba lokuyadinga ubufakazi obuveza ukuthi umnumzana Gift Ostalos Ziva, umsekeli wesikhulumi sebandla le-CCC njalo emela ichabalala phelandaba edale lePhalamende, wayengaphi ngelanga kudalwa icala kanye lokuthi wayetshayela bani ucingo. Igqwetha lezibotshwa umnumzana Tinashe Runganga uchasisa ngokwenzakale namhlanje ngecala leli.
So namhla uqalisileyo yecriminal insult yeqalisileyo isithethi siyabiza ama-witnesses awo angu-2 sukusele i-witness eli-1 umntakacomplainant. So imatter i-postponwe to the 17th of November ngoba kathesi uyabhala ama-exam umntwana wesikolo. Elesibili liyabuya mhla ka-1 November for allocation of a trial date and sizanikwa ama-state papers. So mhla ka-1 November
Usiziba wetheswa elinye njalo icala elehlukileyo elokubangela udlakela emdlalweni wenguqu phakathi weqembu le-Highlanders lele-Dynamos elilokhe lisaphenywa. Umamangala kucala lokudatshulwa kwamagwaliba okhetho uMamoyo utshele idale ukuba loba ubufakazi abuphileyo bungahambelani lecala alethesa amalunga e-CCC amalungelo akhe ephulwa. Elinye ilunga le-CCC unkosikazi Zodwa Moyo uthi uyamangala ukuba ibizo lakhe likhona kungwalo zedale zamapholisa kodwa kakho kungwalo ezimbophisayo ecaleni lokuthethisa uMamoyo.
Vele ngiyamangala nxa kuthiwa ngizwa ibizo mina ngazange ngikwenze njengalokhu ngoba lapho ngoba kwenzakala angange ngizwe abantu abahlabela ngomlomo ngoba kwakuhlabela iradio. Iradio le yayihlabela mina ngokufika kwami ngakubona ukuthi vele sesingasekho le street ngisho neso ngiyamangala nxa ngiphunyiswa kulelo lizwe kuthi igama lami ukuthi ngenze nangikwazi.
Amalunga edalele ePhalamende amabili awe-CCC usiziba lomnumzana Sarenda Kopoikulu omela iBulawayo Central edalele ePhalamende lamakhansila abalisa u-Elderman Ernest Rafamoyo, uThendai Masocha, ukhansila ka-Ward 20 uSimbarashe Dube lokhansila ka-Ward 13 uLovewell Mwindwe babotshwe kumaviki asanda kwedlula amapolisa esithi badabula amaphepha omkhankaso kankosikazi Soneni Moyo. Unkosikazi Moyo wancintisa ukhetho esithi umela i-CCC kodwa leli bandla lithi alimazi omunye umamangala kumacala abasolwa laba ngunkosazana Sibongile Ndlovu lomntwana ophakathi kokuloba imihloliso. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Umbikiso wezo kwethekelela owehlanganani sanganayi World Tourism Expo 2023 ungene kulanga lesibili namhlanje eZimbabwe International Trade Fair Hall kobulawayo, lapho inhlanganiso ebona ukutshala imali kwezamabhizimusi ezweni iZimbabwe Investment Development Agency iqale uhlelo lokuxhumana kwabazotshala amabhizimusi ebulenjini.
Emizameni yokukhulisa ibhizimusi lezokwethekelwa, unkosikazi Silibaziso Chinziwa obona ngezokutshala imali eZimbabwe uchaze ukuba uhulumende usethumele abazamela ilizwe kwele China, iRussia lakwamanye amazwe ukuze kwengezwe inani lezethekeli labalesifiso sokuzotshala imali elizweni.
Imithetho yelotshwe yizinga izasetshenziswa ngabantu abaningi abalamabhizinisi awe-tourism eZimbabwe. Ubana nxa bele-lend kumbe banamabhizinisi abo angelamali bebe besehluleka ukuwaphakamisa, bengawafaka ku-platform yezinga. Sesizabadingela ama-investors okubametsha lawo ukuthi behlangane bekhulumisane bevumelane ukuthi sesizahamba njani. Either umuntu oza-investa uzafaka imali kumbeni uzathenga i-portion yebhizinisi yangkhona kumbe uzabaphakamisa ngokwenza i-contract yokumaneja ibhizinisi yakhona.
Umgcini sihlalo wezida umnumzana Busisa Moyo uthi bakhangelele ukukhuphuka kwenani lezethekeli labazosungula amabhizimusi.
Ku-investment izinto ziqhubeka kuhle, sibona abaningi izethekeli zethu zilesifiso ijonge ukufaka imali lapha eZimbabwe. Xa sikhangela amaripoti yethu njengeZimbabwe Investment and Development Agency, siyabona ukuthi abantu beza ngobuningi kwezokwemba, tourism sector, manufacturing sector njalo.
Unkosazana Barbara Rozwi leziphathamandla zogatsha lwakhe ngabanye abakade bekhona embukisweni walonyaka owehlanganani sanganayi World Tourism Expo, lapho abanxuse abathengi lezethekeli kunhlanganiso labatshali bemali ukuba baze eZimbabwe, lilizwe elilokuthula labantu abahle. Umbukiso lo uyaphela kusasa, njalo ababukisayo bathi bayasuthiseka ngezinga labathengi abangene umbukiso walonyaka. Lonyaka amankampani aphose afike amakhulu amane 375 abukisa ehlanganani sanganayi World Tourism Expo 2023 awemazweni agoqela iZimbabwe, iMalawi, iSouth Africa, iBotswana, iRwanda, leIran kanye labathengi bamabhizimusi abasuka emhlabeni jikelele abedlula amachumi amathathu. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Amankampani aweZimbabwe aphume ngokunengi ukuzodinga ibhizimusi embukisweni oweGlobal Expo owenzela eHavron kwele Botswana kuyona leviki. Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi isimo somnotho siqhubeka sisiba sibi kumankampani amanengi kwele Zimbabwe. Intatheli izindaba yeStudio 7 umqondisi Dube usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHavron kwele Botswana.
Ama nkampani angamachumi amabili lane i-24
angene umbikiso weGlobal Expo oqhutshelwe edolobheni leHabron kusukela ziku-11 Mfumfu usiyaphela ngomgqibelo mhla ka-14 Mfumfu. Amankampani la ngaphansi kwenhlangothi ezitshiyeneyo ezigoqela ezilungisa impahla efana lokudla kanye lezembatho, inhlanganiso ebona ukuthuthukisa ezamabhizimusi kweleZimbabwe yeZimtrade yiyo encedisa amankampani la ukuthi abukiswe eGlobal Expo. Unkosikazi Nozipho Maphala weZimtrade uthi inhloso yokubukisa eGlobal Expo ikuzama ukudingela amankampani weZimbabwe imikambo etshiyeneyo phandle kwelizwe.
Silamakhampani ahlukeneyo abanye benza ngokwe clothing and textiles, abanye ngokudla and construction material, processed foods, horticultural produce kanye lama-services. Emkhambeni wethu sibone ukuthi kule demand for izinto ezenziwa ekhaya kakhulu wona lama-processed services nama-services engiwaqambileyo. Ngakho kuye sibe sibakhangelele ukuthi sibadingele ama-markets lapha okungathengwa khona izinto zabo. Sike sathi ngo-2018 sayenza i-survey sabuzisisa ukuthi eBotswana kuyini angabe bekuswela esingakuthengisa kuvela eZimbabwe.
Umaphala uthi kulezivumelwano phakathi kweZimbabwe leBotswana ezenza ukuthi kube lula ukuqhuba ibhizinisi phakathi kwamazwe omabili.
Siphinda futhi sibe lesivumelwano phakathi kwethu eZimbabwe nasehulumende yaseBotswana esikubiza sekuthi yi-bilateral trade agreement esivumela ukuthi esikwenza eZimbabwe nokwenziwa eBotswana singathengiselana ngentengo eziphansi zezikhutshwa ama-duty nama-tariffs ezenza ukuthi abantu bakhone ukuthi bakuthenge ngentengo ehlileyo. Lo nyaka sikhangelele ukuthi sihlangane lama-markets lama-buyers amaningi avele endaweni ezikhethiyeneyo. Isikhundla esikhulile esiqala amazwe amaningi ababuya ukuzodinga lapho bangathenga khona into ezihlukahlukeneyo.
Omunye okade ebukisa iGlobal Expo unkosikazi Violet Mute olenkampani enza impahla ngesikhumba kobulawayo uthi balethemba lokuthi ukuba khona kwabo eBotswana kuzathuthukisa ibhizimusi yabo.
I was able to break the ceiling and get into a men's field because you know.
Ngiyathaba ukuthi njengomuntu wesifazane ngayenelisa ukungena kubhizimusi yezikhumba ekade iyindawo elabesilisa kakhulu. Ngiyajabula ukuthi ngenelisa ukusungula inkampani le njalo silethemba lokuthi sizathola ibhizimusi kweleBotswana.
OweZimbabwe ohlala eBotswana ungene umbukiso weGlobal Expo, umnumzana iSifas Chuma uthi ujabulile ngakubonile amankampani wekhaya wona aphume ngobuningi, kodwa uthi isimo somnotho silakho ubuyisela emuva ezinye inhlelo uma amankampani ethe athola ibhizimusi kweleBotswana.
I-consistency ku-business iqakathekile. Abantu kabafuna ukuthi batshengise i-product namhla kusasa ukuze ukhulume isitori ukuthi hayi sisazama sisathini into esikhonaphana. But engikubonayo ukuthi i-approach ye-SMTG ukuthi bati-grow i-forex market, foreign market kakhulu ngoba yikho kuzabasiza ukuthi i-production layo ikhule. Ngoba ekhaya ama-products la athengwa ngentengo ngezimali ezishiyeneyo but lapho uyabukwazi ukuthi uya guaranteed on foreign currency.
Umbukiso weGlobal Expo wavulwa ongosemthethweni umongameli uMokgweetsi Masisi wakweleBotswana ngolwesithathu lapho atshengisa ukuthokoza ukubona amankampani weZimbabwe ebukisa ngobuningi. Amankampani amaningi abhekane lobunzima bokwenza ibhizimusi ekhaya lapho okungela ukuhlalisika emkambo wemali okugoqela ukusetshenziswa kuhlobo lwemali lwama-bond notes. Umbukiso weGlobal Expo ubanjwe ngaphansi kwesihloko esithi AFTEC as a springboard for improved intra-Africa trade. Kukhangelelwe isivumelwano esingaphansi kwenhlanganiso ye-African Union sokuthuthukisa ibhizimusi kuzwekazi le-Africa ese-African Continental Free Trade Area. Ngingumqondisi Dube wendaba ze-Studio 7, ngisabron ngoleBotswana.
Kithi Waza Friday, my darling. Waza Friday, umsebenzi uphokile.
Kuli viki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi wengoma zokholo uMinenhle Dube odabuka eGwanda. Kulezi insuku ucula esePretoria kwele South Africa ezama ukuthuthukisa umculo wakhe. Asizweni exoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda.
Uzelo ngo-1986 emajongeni eGwanda. Asizwe imbali yakho ngamafitshane mini.
Ngikhulele eGwanda, ngafunda khona okwamanje ngomsebenzi ngisePretoria. Ngiqale ukuhlabela ngisasemncane eprimary school bengiyingxenye yeschool choir nasesecondary school njalo nasesontweni bengiyingxenye yechurch choir. Ngijoyine amanye amaqembu ezomculo ne-arts eGwanda ngikhula ngafoma namanye ama-groups esicula nje kuma-functions amaningi emfeni emichadweni nama-competitions amaningi saze sayafika ku-Music Crossroads.
Akutshele abalaleli ngalomculo wakho ulamazala nje amangaki njalo ingoma lezi zibhalwa ngubani?
Ngilengoma ezingu-13 okwamanje. I-album yami yokuqala ngayirekhoda ngo-2019 namanye nje ama-singles ebengilokhu ngiwarekhoda. Lo nyaka ngirekhode ama-singles angu-3 engiwalontshe a few weeks back. Ingoma eziningi ngiyazibhalela. Then kunezinye nje ezingama folk songs ama chorus engiwengezelela amagama nje.
Uthandela ukucula esemncane umini enhle uthi kukhona abamenza ngoba nomdlandla wokufuna ukucula ingoma zokholo.
Abaculi inspired me endleleni yami yomculo wezokholo abafana lo Rebecca Malope, u-Ivy Kombo and the Mahendere Brothers. Okwamanje ngisizwe ngabanye ngemibono endleleni yezomculo yokholo abafana no-Carol Muzambi no-Black Sadies Madora. Emculweni wami okwamanje ngisebenza noproducer abamuthi ngu-Diva Size.
Njobe umculo wakhe uyatholakala abalaleli. Limfakele izandla, limlandele njalo nemakhasini okuzilibazisa. Bathele Madube.
Ingoma zami zitholakala ku-YouTube okwamanje, lingafika khona. Njalo sine-Facebook page, lingasilandela. Sine-TikTok and sisazongena kwamanye ama-platforms.
Besigwetshisele uMinise Dube kuhlelo Woza Woza Friday namhlanje esiphokelela umculo wakhe wengoma zokholo. UNkulunkulu alilondoloze lonke libe lempela sobe enhle igama labo yenza Jesus Banda.
Sibonge lapha na uEzra Chisa Sibanda osiphe uhlelo Woza Friday. Sizoza njalo uhlelo lolu ngempela nge Friday elandelayo. Kuliviki kuhlelo Live Talk namhlanje sikhangela ukulwisana okuphakathi kwe-Israel leqembu lebutho lakwele-Palestine ele-Hamas kanye lomumo wezombusazwe eZimbabwe. Singakehlukani sihlobo, wathi sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. IMelika ithi izinikele ukusekela i-Israel ngakho konke okudingekalayo ngalesi sikhathi ilwisana lebutho eleHamas elihlasele ngomgqibelo owedluleyo. Ukuthonisiswa kwamalunga ayisithupha awe-CCC agoqela amalunga edala lephalamende amabili kanye lamakhansila kudluliselwe phambili. Silugqiba ke lapha lolu hlelo igama uThabo Kancube.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara